Matt Dowling on ABC Shepparton.
I had the great privilege yesterday of meeting Shepparton's Edna Harling, who was celebrating her 105th birthday, and there was plenty to celebrate as well. Surrounded by family, her children and grandchildren, and great grandchildren, in fact, and friends at Banksia Lodge. Edna, a champion lawn bowler and inductee into the Greater Shepparton Sports Hall of Fame, was also greeted with a birthday message from Collingwood president Eddie Maguire. So she's a Collingwood fan, but we'll forgive her that. So before all the festivities got underway, I sat down for a chat with the amazing Edna, and here it is. I'm here at Banksia Lodge. I'm with the wonderful Edna Harling, who today turns 105. And to say she's a local legend would be an understatement. But Edna, first of all, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
a lot of fuss is being made about today, and quite deservedly so, I would think. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about it all?
I feel just another day, but I enjoy it. I enjoy everyone.
Take us back, Edna, to early life for you. Born, I'm doing my sums now, 1914.
Yes.
Where was early life for you?
On a farm out of Kerang.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 miles out at that stage.
Mm.
But when I got school age, my dad said I was too far to go to school from where we were, so we shifted to the other side of Kerang, and that was about 6 miles out, in a little school called Fairley. I went to school in Melbourne for a while, and then came back to the farm. Played a lot of sport around. That was my main thing.
Yeah.
I loved sport. And met my husband just on the war, as the war broke out. He was a school teacher. And during the war, we married, and after the war, we set off First School of Avoca, and over the state we moved about 14 times, I think, and finally settled at Shepparton.
You came to Shepparton to retire, is that right?
Yes.
40 years ago.
Yes, 40 years ago. Then we travelled to make up for it. I hadn't travelled or done much in the teaching years, but anyway, had a good time, and eventually my husband passed away. It was just bad luck, really. Mm. Yes. And then all the fun dropped out. Still, I kept bowling and enjoyed the bowls, because the bowling here is quite good around the Goulburn Valley.
Mm.
And took me around to Melbourne. Oh, everywhere in Australia, I think. I went, bowled, Tasmania.
Because you were a very good lawn bowler. Tell us about that. You're a member of the Greater Shepparton Sporting Hall of Fame. So clearly you were pretty good, Edna, weren't you?
Well, I was in Mildura when I started, and in the 5 years I was there, I won it up there. Went down to Moorabool North, won it again, and won the Victorian singles, and that took me into the state. I played the state for 20 years. Played against South Africa at one stage.
What do you love about lawn bowls?
It's good fun if you don't take it too seriously, and you make a lot of friends. That's what I like. A lot of friends everywhere.
Now, you said not take it too seriously, but I was told that you were very competitive out on the green, and you still are pretty competitive when it comes to things like footy tipping and other things. So
it's just me. I think I am competitive. I can't help it. I have to win.
It sounds like, staying active and staying social is a big part of your life.
Well, I think it has, because I look forward every day to what I'm going to do.
Mm.
And bowling or going out for the day, I'm still thinking about that.
Mm.
I have to get out every day if I can and do something. Play bingo, play cards, listen to the music. It all helps. I think it keeps you in tune with life.
Yeah, and I believe you have a weekly lunch at the pub and play the pokies, is that right? So I've done my research, haven't I?
And I think you have. And and also out to the pokies, Ford's bus takes us every fortnight, out to Baruga and all of Togamall, all those places. We have a lovely day. Look forward to that.
You're still fairly mobile. You're 105, but you're getting around pretty well.
Yeah. I don't need a walking stick.
When you think of it, turning 105, and you look back on your life, what are the things you think about?
I don't look back, Matt. No. I'll tell you that. I always look forward to what's coming up. I don't dwell much on what's happened.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, I think.
Yeah.
Got to enjoy yourself as you go along.
And I know when we talk to people who've reached an age milestone like you have, Edna, you'll often get asked, what's the secret to a long life? I'm not going to ask you what the secret to a long life is, but I would like to ask you, what do you think, what's the secret, and I think you would know the answer to a good life?
Well, I think you've got to enjoy yourself and help others. And I think you've always got to look forward. You can't be looking back. That'll be the end of you. You look forward and help a lot of people along the way and enjoy it as you go.
Edna Harling, thank you for chatting to us and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Edna Harling there. She was truly wonderful. It was great. It was great to meet her and have that chat. Some wonderful words of wisdom in there as well about living life well, I think. And thanks to all at Banksia Lodge as well out at Kyala. They're part of Shepparton Villages for making us so welcome and accommodating us and organising a great birthday bash, which, as I mentioned, included that video message from Collingwood President Eddie Maguire. There's no doubt about it, she's got friends in high places.